Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. To start off today's Waxy's Dargle show, we have some music by Glasgow's Braybach, a band that's made up of a group of traditional Scots musicians. It's been entertaining us now since 2005. We're going to hear a track from the band's second studio album, which was released in 2010. The album is called The Desperate Battle of the Birds, and we're going to hear Braybach's cover of a song written by David Francie called Greenfields. Braybach here on 101.5.
In Peterborough County, there's a village in a valley. May I have a farm at the top of the hill? You can have your city streets, your backyards and your alleys. May I have these green fields, and I always will. I'm married out of high school to a girl I knew forever. We settled in together, and three children came. The life that we'd been living was forgive and be forgiven. But whenever I saw sunshine, she could only see rain. Left me standing in the cornfields with the dry land all around me, and I felt myself sinking like the setting sun. The sky was like an ocean pouring down around me. I used to be so proud, and I was all undone. So I kept on working my land, I held on with both hands, and I watched the seasons turning in the sky above. I worked beside my father, we bent our backs together, and I wonder, would I ever find someone to love? Steady, love came with the letters in the morning mail, and I knew that I had found her when I put my arms around her. When I see her in the morning, how that sunrise pales. Leaves me standing in the cornfields, the dry land all around me, and I feel myself rising like the morning sun. And the sky is like an ocean, white, blue, and rolling. And I know that in my own heart, she's the only one.
Ask you to come accompanying me home. Well, I would you come accompany me home. And who knows, maybe later you might come to court my favor, ask me to accompany you home. Well, I would I go accompany you home. And we might share some dreams, talk of times in between, oh, the moments that we must spend alone. Whoa. Over, I might dare to come over, ask you to accompany me home. Would you come accompany me home? And in the morning after, we might just share some laughter, just enough to accompany you home. Enough to accompany you home. Where we might share some dreams, talk of times in between, oh, the moments that we must spend alone. You see the light in your eyes, took me by surprise. I don't wanna spend this night alone.
That was Ireland's Ronan O'Snodig, who was born in Dublin, and he's the lead vocalist for the musical group Kila that was formed back in 1985. We heard a piece of music called Night Song that comes from Ronan's fourth solo album, The Last Mile Home, that he released in 2007. Before Ronan, we heard Maureen, Karen, and Teresa, Newfoundland's award-winning Innes sisters, who have been performing for audiences across the world for the past 25 years. The Innes sisters have just released a new album to mark their 25th anniversary. We heard a song called After the Storm that was written by Maureen Innes and her partner Perry Chafe. And this track comes from an album called On We Go, an album that was produced by Alan Doyle of Great Big Sea fame. Starting off today's show was Scotland's Braybach, featuring the vocals of Ewan Robertson. We heard Braybach's arrangement of David Francie's Greenfields, a track that comes from an album called The Desperate Battle of the Birds. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxies Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Up next, some music by John Doyle, who was born in Dublin and who is now living in Asheville, North Carolina. John is a founding member of the Irish-American supergroup Solace, and he is recognized as one of the most influential and important musicians in Irish music today. We're going to hear a song all about Lady Wind, a track that comes from John's third solo CD from 2020. The album is called The Path of Stones. John Doyle, here on Waxies Dargle.
In the north lies a brae close by Knockachree. She stares through the valley and down to the sea, to the hill of the moon and Colleen O'More, to the far strand of Streeta and west to Dumore. She steals into town her people to see, and waits in the gloaming her sister to greet, while they peek in the windows and look through the door, and gaze at the faces as through ages before. Lady Wind, Lady Wanderer, restless and free, no man can claim you, holds the key. Where do you go to, and what do you find, when all the world beckons? Where are you, Lady Wine? Flowers for the seasons, they line the room, the lily, the primrose and besom in bloom, shades of silver and gold fleck her hair beneath her white hat with ribbons so fair. The wild-eyed dew-covered deer wakes again on the slope of the mountain. The mist closes in, the cuckoo, the blackbird, and starling all sing. They hasten the summer and give life to spring. Lady Wind, Lady Wanderer, restless and free, no man can claim you, no one holds the key. Well, she holds a hazel wand tight in her hand. Watch as the fire rises under command. The words she speaks while they fly on the wing, the whispering echoes of life that you bring. And if I could follow, I'd surely take wing and soar like an eagle above everything. For those that suffer and long held in chain can gaze in your eyes and find peace again. Lady Wind, Lady Wanderer, restless and free, no man can claim you, no one holds the key. Where do you go to, and what do you find, when all the world beckons? Where are you, Lady Wind, Lady Wind, Lady Wanderer, restless and free, no man
as I was a-walking one evening fair, August May, a good gin of Kamalia Sean, I met a gang of young English blades, a gazette, a trick of Wignark and much. I sang and I drank both late and early with those courageous men of war, Skirvin, Alum, Sassenig, a great Clefarrigan, a Skandigale, and a pure of your gun. I spent my fortune by being freakish, drinking and raking and playing at cards. Gin a row, a rig, a gum, a glare, and a rod, some sail up near Gunnard. Was then that I turned a jolly tradesman by working by labour I lived abroad. His baker, money, sugar, more, and brisk, or bugged, and there a quit them law. Newfoundland is a white plantation, it shall be my station until I die. Macrog, I'm Yarl, I'm a Vechin, Erenig, Gielgar, Tirig, Neg, Dulf, and Gwil. Here you may find a virtuous lady, a smiling fair one to please your eye, and Pakish, Trapana, is Master, Treyag, Americ, Mayer, Avea, Sarire. With Jack of all trades, the last of August, could I but see it? I sit in costureless master, Paddig or Bulk, and love me or wear their tear. If fortune smiles, then I'll be her darling, but if she should scorn my company, gent but banished on tall and narges, and spada on archer to beg Mary. Come drink a health with the bold Roy George, our chief commander, and our hard away Christians be worn up, and you can come with a war. Guarded to Leogo Shis, we'll fear no cannon nor war's alarm, well, noble George will be your guide. As your Chris go by to Mayor Boyd, the Carnago and Maxo are following halls and from.
That was England's Steel Ice Band, a band that was first formed over 50 years ago, back in 1969, and along with Fairport Convention are one of the best-known musical acts of the 1970s British folk revival, and Steel Ice Band is still remaining active today. We heard Steel Ice's arrangement of a traditional tune called the Mooncoin Jig, a track that comes from the band's sixth studio album, Now We Are Six, that was released way back in 1974. And on this album, Steel Ice Band is made up of Matty Pryor, Tim Hart, Peter Knight, Bob Johnson, Rick Kemp, and Nigel Pegram. In front of Steel Ice Band, we heard a song by Fergus O'Byrne, who was born in Dublin, Ireland, moved to Canada in the late 1960s, and Fergus is best known as being a member of the popular Irish Newfoundland band Ryan's Fancy. After Ryan's Fancy broke up in 1983, Fergus started a solo career, as well as performing with a number of East Coast bands and musical duos. From a fine compilation album called The Hair from 2008, we heard Fergus O'Byrne with a song called As I Was Out Walking. And starting off that set was John Doyle with a song all about Lady Wynde, a track from his third solo CD, The Path of Stones, that he released a couple of years ago now. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music, so if you can, try and stay with us. Before I get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargold Facebook page at Waxies Dargold Radio. Named after the Glasgow suburb of Battlefield, the Battlefield Band was a group that was formed by four university students back in 1969. And over the years, the Battlefield Band has undergone many lineup changes. None of the original founding members remained in the band when Alan Reid decided to leave the group at the end of 2010 after 40 years. We're going to hear the Battlefield Band's arrangement of a traditional song called Tramps and Hawkers here on 101.5.
His step was light, his head held high to catch the scent of spring, and his voice rang round the countryside as he began to sing. Oh, come all ye tramps and hawking lads, ye gatherers abroad, the tramps the country run and run, come listen yin and all. I'll tell to you a roving tale o' sights that I hae seen, far up into the snowy north and south by Gretna Green. I've travelled round the Lothian lands, I've seen the rushing spey, I've been by Creef and Callander and by the shores of Loch Tay. I've watched the rain on the border hills, the mist in northern glens, and I've bedded down beneath the moon in Corrie's nape de cans. And I'm often doomed by Galloway when round the boots run round. My business takes me only where should I travel, need and far. For I've a roving in my blood, and there's nothing I don't like. As long as I'm a daily fare and clay's upon my back.
I'm happy in the summertime, beneath the bright blue sky. They're thinking in the morning, at night, where I've to lie. Barn or byre or anywhere, or out among the hay. And if the weather does permit, I'm happy every day. I think I'll go to Paddy's land, I'm making up my mind. For Scotland's greatly altered now, I canny raise the wind. And I will trust in Providence, if Providence proves true. And I will sing of Erin's Isle, when I return to you. Come on, ye tramps and hawking lads, ye gatherers of law. The tramps the country round and round, come listen yin and all. I'll tell to you a roving tale of sights that I have seen. Far up into the snowy north and south by Gretna Green.
Awoken from my dream, the dawn song had begun. The birds sang out their old, old songs to greet the rising sun. I lay among the shadows, and I thought of days long gone, and those wandering tramps and hawker lads whose days are surely done.
A pen, my son. Use it well, use it wisely. Let it flow like your mind, run lively. Onto the page in letters of gold, let it burn and go. Comes a hammer, my son. Feel the weight as you let it fall. Direct the force where you hear the call. Let the anvil take the blow. let it go, let it go. Here comes a threat, my son. Keep strong and face it down. Never flinch, never fear the sound. Offer your hand when the anger's gone. When the anger's gone. Here comes the gun, my son. Let them know you will not need it. To make your mark, not make men bleed. Old man's wars are never done. Here comes the rain, my son. Here comes a pen, my son. Use it well, use it wisely. Let it fall at your mind lightly. Onto the page and let it go. Let it burn and go.
Sail on, 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 s
currently living in Connemara. That was Claire Sands, a fine sixth-generation fiddler, a bilingual singer, and a multi-instrumentalist. We heard a new single called Sail On that comes from Claire's upcoming self-titled album that's due for release in September. And this new album will explore tradition, the sea, and the power of women through the dark and the light, love and loss. Before Claire Sands, we heard some new music by Oyster Band, the godfathers of British folk rock, who've been entertaining us now for over 40 years. And earlier this year, after an 8-year gap, Oyster Band released its 12th collection of new material. The new album is titled Read the Sky, and a song that we heard that came from the new album was called My Son, and it was written by band members John Jones and Al Scott. And of course, the lead vocals on that track were ably handled by John Jones. And at the top of that set, we heard Glasgow's Battlefield Band with their arrangement of Tramps and Hawkers, a track that comes from a fine compilation album called Putumayo Presents Celtic Cafe. Currently living on Canada's west coast in Squamish, B.C., 20-something Jocelyn Pettit is swiftly making a name for herself as a singer and adept fiddle player who plays not only Cape Breton style, but Scottish, Irish, Galician, Breton, and Quebecois. And in the past, Jocelyn has shared the stage with Scotland's Battlefield Band, and in 2012 performed with Ireland's traditional music ambassadors, the Chieftains, as part of their 50th anniversary world tour. We're going to hear Jocelyn's cover of a song written by Scotland's Sir Dougie MacLean, who was born on the 27th of September, 1954, and is recognized as one of Scotland's foremost folk musicians. Jocelyn Pettit with Ready for the Storm, here on 101.5.
it brings you me, the lonely sailor. But when the sky begins to clear, the sun it melts away my fear. I'll cry a silent, weary tear for those that need to love me. And I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm. I'm ready for the storm.
First formed back in 1995, that was the Celtic rock sounds of Toronto's Enter the Haggis. We heard a song called Scarecrow that comes from Enter the Haggis' seventh studio album from 2013, an album titled The Modest Revolution. And in front of Enter the Haggis was Jocelyn Pettit with her cover of Duke McLean's Ready for the Storm, a track that comes from Jocelyn's newest recording, I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's Waxy's Dargle Show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Lunasa, one of my favorite bands that comes from the Irish Midlands and was formed back in 1997. Lunasa has become one of the most sought-after bands on today's traditional Irish music scene. We're going to hear a medley that comes from the band's eighth studio recording, titled La Nua. The album's name means New Day in the Irish language. We're going to hear a medley of two tunes. The first one is called Brady's, and the second one is called Connacht Heifers. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's Lunasa. Bye for now.